Unit 64, Tilling the Soil. Early humans never tilled the soil. They merely punched a hole in the ground with a stick. A seed was then dropped into the hole. The seed was covered mainly to hide it from the birds and mice. Much later, humans found that plants grew better in loose soil. So, before they dropped the seeds, they dug the soil with strong sticks, sharp stones, and clamshells. Step by step, they finally worked up to a crude plow. This plow, developed about 8,000 years ago, was a forked branch. One end was sharpened, the other end was long to hold on to. This crude plow was pulled by a farmer's children or spouse. Later, of course, oxen were used. A big leap forward came in 1859. It happened in a field near Lancaster, England. 1,000 farmers left their oxen at home to watch Guy Fawkes' great field locomotive. Fawkes sat at the controls, gave 2 toots, and opened the throttle. The contraption, which looked like a monster smokestack on wheels, began to move. Ridicule turned to awe. Rapidly, the machine gained speed. Soon, the coal-fired steam locomotive was racing across a field faster than men could walk, and the farmers saw that it was pulling not a single bottom, as plowmen called their plows, but 8. Farmers couldn't believe their eyes. Fawkes plowed an acre in 12 minutes flat. Previously, it would have taken a farmer an entire day to do that. Even today, Fawkes's feat is amazing. Even now, with a modern tractor, a farmer allows about 2.5 hours of plowing an acre. Fawkes's wonder was too big, too costly, and too hard to repair. Its great weight packed the soil too tight. It also fell into mud holes. Thus, it failed.